A high-level seminar between China and the countries from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations is scheduled for later today in Singapore. Experts at the meeting will mainly discuss issues regarding the South China Sea and regional cooperation and development. Li Guoqiang with the Institute of Chinese Borderland Studies suggests it's a task for both China and ASEAN countries to minimize the impact from last week's maritime arbitration.
Despite territorial disputes that exist between China and some ASEAN countries, it's a common responsibility for all countries in the region to maintain peace and stability in the South China Sea. But the arbitration poses a challenge to it. It not only spoils China's interests, but also impacts the region.
He warns the arbitration result is challenging the regional order as well as the relations between China and ASEAN, which needs joint efforts to well deal with. But at the same time, he knows that dispute is not everything in the region, as there is indeed common ground between the two sides on some more important things.
It's a common task for China and ASEAN countries to maintain stability, pursue development, and improve people's well-being. Every country wants progress in these aspects. It's a common wish of China and ASEAN countries.
Li Guoqiang suggests the China-proposed Belt and Road Initiative provides a big opportunity for both sides to upgrade their bilateral ties. He adds that cooperation and development, rather than dispute, is something that is worth greater attention from China and ASEAN countries.
Both sides are facing actual problems, and both sides have great development potential. So I don't think the South China Sea issue will put a halt to the development of China-ASEAN relations. But in the long run, disputes and cooperation will exist together.
The professor also calls on academics from both sides to do more to help improve the mutual understanding and exchange. For CRI, this is Liu Mohan.